The clock is ticking down to Sunday and the restart of the Jaguars' 2016 season. They're hoping to get off to a stronger beginning than they did over the first 4 weeks with a strong showing on Sunday at Soldier Field in Chicago. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. The NFL is a quarterback league, and so the story this week in Jacksonville is whether the Jaguars quarterback can play as well against the Bears as he did against the Colts in London before the bye. Now, before you start talking about Blake Bortles' footwork, his mechanics, or his down-the-field vision, pause. And let's talk a little bit about how important it is for the Jaguars to be able to run the ball first.
Again, a big part of, we said, Blake's development is making sure we think that our run game is efficient and productive. And when we can do that, then it certainly takes a lot of pressure off of Blake, so we can do the things that he's very good at.
On the other side of the ball, the Jaguars defense is preparing for the Bears' backup quarterback. And while that may sound appealing, not facing Jay Cutler certainly sounds good, but Brian Hoyer beat the Jaguars twice last season with 4 touchdowns and 1 interception. And he's in the midst of a string of 3 consecutive 300-yard passing games.
You know, the ball is coming out extremely fast. You know, we try to chart and see how fast they can come out. You know, he's on rhythm. He can get to his first or second reads, you know, and he's getting to them and he's throwing them and they're completed. So, you know, the thing that we got to do is try to take those reads away, make him get to his third read, make him start to feel the rush. But if he doesn't feel the rush and he can sit back there, he's as good as any quarterback in the league.
A quick note from Thursday's practice, Dante Fowler did not practice. He was absent with an illness, but DeShaun Gibson was back on the field. Time now for Sexton Says, where I tell you what has to happen for the Jaguars to beat the Bears on Sunday in Chicago. And, of course, it's always brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars. The Bears' backup running back is putting on a show of his own the last few weeks. Jordan Howard has run for more than 100 yards against the Lions and the Colts. Howard is a big, powerful runner whose 57-yard scamper against the Colts showed another gear down the field for the 6'1", 225-pounder. Melvin Gordon, Eddie Lacy, and Frank Gore all averaged better than 4 yards a carry against the Jaguars. And that's the most important stat Sunday, yards per carry. They have to stop Howard at the line of scrimmage, or even better, behind the line of scrimmage. If he gets rolling, which he has the last few weeks, Brian Hoyer is going to be able to relax and stay in the groove he's found the last 3 weeks. But if Howard is ineffective, Hoyer will be too. And that's the key to victory. The Jaguars have to keep Howard around 3.8 per carry or lower to force Hoyer to shoulder more of the load. So that'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. Don't forget, Jaguars.com is where you go for the most comprehensive coverage of the Jaguars against the Bears. From the pregame live show we'll have on Sunday at Soldier Field, all the way through the postgame show, stay with us on Jaguars.com. We'll talk to you on Sunday from Chicago.